Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 18th of March, 2024. Wow, lots of energy coming in. In any case, I hope you're well. And I wanted to read my blog post from this weekend, which is entitled, Claim Your Power. So, let's begin. Claim your power and use it for the highest good. Ask for guidance and accept the help that comes. Feel the love that surrounds you. The power is yours to share with this world. Change begins with you. Dear one, you have the power to change this world. It lies within you, awaiting your understanding of who you are and what you are capable of doing. Allow the cloak of fear and darkness to fall from your shoulders. It no longer serves you, as your power awakens in all of its glory. Can you feel the surge rising within you? Can you feel the connection with the all that is? Begin with the mother and ask her to connect with you. Then feel her energies rising within you from the soles of your feet into every cell of your being. You have just connected with the power of the earth. She will ground you. She will allow you to send negative energies down into her as she mulches and transmutes them into goodness. Feel your connection with her with every step that you take. The soles of your feet create sparks of love as you move upon her surface. Feel the gentle caress of her breath on your skin. Hear the music of love sung by her birds, or the silence for contemplation as you sit quietly under her branches of love. Smell the sweet fragrance of her essence. Allow the electric pulses of her love to activate every cell of your physical body. This is only the beginning. Once you are firmly ensconced in her energies, connect with the benevolent beings from the unseen world. Ask them to guide you forward. Reach out to your higher self for inspiration and connection to the knowledge that is available to you. Reach out to your higher self for inspiration and connection to the knowledge that is available to you. Understand, dear one, that you are never alone. Even the celestial bodies that fill the night sky are lining up to help with the current ascension. The sun is emitting solar flares more and more often as the energies here upon this earth rise. During this activity, the potential for you to feel and use the gifts of your innate power is rising. For dear one, you are connected to all of this power. You are one with all. You are needed at this time to awaken and use this power to help transform this plane from duality to oneness. It is time to understand that nothing and no one is separate, that all are connected. What you call duality is just two sides of the same coin, the yin and yang of one piece of the matrix. Do you not have different facets to your personality? Yet you are one person, growing and moving to emerge in your greatest light and power. Does the mother not go through different seasons? She ebbs and flows with the movement of the celestial bodies around her. So too with you, dear one. You ebb and flow depending on what energies are circling you at any given time. It is your challenge to stay as focused and calm as possible as you move through your day. Have you not yet realized that all can change in a moment? This is why we encourage you to accept every moment of your life as a gift. The perceived lows are growth opportunities. The perceived highs are periods for renewal. But all are fleeting, for nothing is static in this world of changing energies. If you find yourself experiencing a low point, take a deep breath and acknowledge that this is temporary. Do the same for high points as well. For dear one, it is the ebb and flow of this life that allows you to practice using your power to sustain a life of love, no matter what happens. Accept your power. It is yours to use for the highest good. Look to the mother for guidance. Observe how she aligns herself with what is occurring around her. You are very capable of moving through your life with grace. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your connection with all of creation. How you treat others reflects on you, for all are one in greatness and love. Dearest, dearest, one with all of thee. Every week I think we're told we're one with all, we're one with all, we're one with all. It's so hard for us, isn't it? I mean, we're in these physical bodies and we think we're separate, and we're not. Something that I'm sure they're going to keep reminding us of over and over and over, but that's okay. You know, they do it gently, they do it lovingly. And I think we do have much more power than we realize. And I think we've been asleep for so long, it's time to wake up. I've been feeling that myself. I've been feeling like I've been asleep for a while. And I feel like I've just awoken, just a little bit, maybe more aware of things. So maybe you feel the same way. Just keep on going. Keep on loving yourself and all those around you. Keep on sharing love with everyone that you meet, and try not to judge, because you're just judging yourself in a way, aren't you, if we're all one. Speaking of love, I send you all my love and my support during these trying times. They will be trying, they will be challenging, but know that there's so much help, and we're not alone. I hope you have a most wonderful week. Many, many, many blessings to you. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll be together again next week. Okay, bye-bye.